Without immigrants to fill the jobs, U.S. farmers would be hurting for help. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A big reason why so many farmers and other employers in the U.S. hire immigrant workers, no one else wants the jobs. That's been Brian Martin's experience. He's a fifth-generation hog farmer in Northwest Indiana.
Our industry generally today, biggest need is labor-oriented. Part of that is because the rural workforce got a lot of pressure on it. Unemployment's low. Seems to be fewer people that truly want a job, and that's resulted in our industry becoming a lot more active in immigrant workers.
Martin says there is an immigration option called a TN visa that allows individuals to work in the U.S. for up to 3 years.
Well, the good thing is you're finding folks that are looking for opportunity, that want to come to work, that are leaving a place and seeing a broad horizon in front of them.
Martin says worker turnover is much less of a problem with the TN visa program.
We focus a lot on the number of our folks of our team who exceed 1 year with us. We want that number to continually rise, and we've seen that be successful through time with them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.